we're on item 8, public comment, and I want to ask Mr. Smith to come up. But while he's coming up, I want to refer you to the material behind tab 8, which is a memo from me to the Blue Crab, something called the Blue Crab Industry Committee. Yeah. Before you say anything, Ken, let me just inform the commission that, or remind them that I think it was back in October at the request of the Fishery Management Division, you asked that a new Blue Crab Advisory Panel be formed, not to replace the existing one. That committee would continue to address sort of day-to-day management issues, but that there needed to be a new committee made up of industry members primarily that would look at the long-range nature of the fishery. And with the resource getting better every year, we needed to have some very serious discussions on a number of continuing problems and really try to design the way we want this fishery to look, say, 5, 10, 15 years out. And that resulted in a number of conversations with Ken and his group, and they've come up with a committee, if you will, of industry folks that they would like to move this whole concept forward with. And I think Rob and I and Joe met with Ken more than a month ago and suggested we could look at this approach as long as staff was periodically involved to keep things on track from our perspective, and that all of the issues that are outlined in that memo from me behind tab 8 were ultimately addressed by the committee. Following that, I asked Ken to appear here today to update you on what he's doing and how he sees this thing going forward, but ultimately we would like you to sign off on this approach. Are the terms of reference that you see here complete? Maybe not. There may be other issues that you don't see here that you'd like this committee to take a look at, and they're not particularly presented in any priority order that I recall, but all of these issues are things that have been on our mind for several years now. And I guess this whole concept is an attempt, if you will, to develop a system that approaches some form of co-management of the resource between the commission and the industry. And I guess everybody has a different concept of what co-management is, but I think that's sort of what we're approaching. So that's all I'm going to say, Ken. I'm going to turn it over to you, and you fill us in on
it. Oh, I appreciate your taking the time to prepare this for us, too. It's been a big help, and all the members are on board. I thank you all for being able to speak to you today. Ordinarily, when I come up and speak, it's always more of a thing where I'm telling the waterman's view of something, and most of the time it's in contradiction of staff's view, because we always have different ideas about how things should be managed, ways that they can be managed better. And today I really am coming up here, and I'm really happy. I mean, it's a good feeling.
Can you say that again,
please? Yeah. I'm not going to yell at anybody today, but I really feel as though we've made a big step in what we're doing here. Oh, when Jack first met with myself and a few of the watermen, we were apprehensive. I think this thing started because I made a comment in the Blue Crab Committee one night, when are we going to start looking at the long term? And you approached me and said, are you serious? You know, and that's how it began. And then Jack met with us down at Gloucester Point. And the big concern we had then was this going to be just another committee that would sit down, make recommendations, and it would be something that always comes back to staff recommends. And the watermen felt as though this is an important issue to us, and if this is going to go forward, it's got to be something that we're going to work at, and we're going to work at together, and we're going to have to be taken seriously, both the watermen and staff and the science and whatnot. So since last October, we've been meeting. The watermen have been meeting and trying to come up with some things, who we'd like to see on the panel. And anyway, we've just moved forward. And like I say, what Jack prepared for us has really, most of us knew about control rules and we knew about issues that were before anyway, but this kind of summed it up and said, these are the rules. These are the rules we're going to follow, and all members are on board with that. So I'd kind of like to tell you where we've been going with this. And there are two requests that I make. And one of them is that BMRC assign somebody from staff and start participating in our meetings now that we've gone this far. I know that's a decision that's going to have to be made in-house. Right now, we've been meeting on Sundays. I mean, I wish we could find funding for this, but, you know, we're trying to fund this as an industry. I think we look more credible as an industry if we fund it as an industry. But we've had to meet on Sundays because that's the day watermen aren't working. And it started off being two-hour meetings, moved to a few more hours. We always tried to do it in the afternoon to give the watermen an opportunity to go to church, the ones that wanted to go. But we've gotten at a point now that we're moving into more of an all-day meeting. Our next meeting is going to be April the, I think it's 27th. August the 27th. Excuse me. Those A's get me confused. August the 27th. I think that's on a Sunday. It's going to be at 10 o'clock at the Living Museum in Newport News. That's where we've been holding our meetings. And hopefully we'll get enough participation that we've got to move to a bigger place. So I know that that's an imposition on BMRC to supply somebody for that. When we came to the point that it's now time to include BMRC in our discussions, like I say, I know this is an internal decision, but the name Joe Grist kept coming up. And I'd just like to let you know.
Where are you, Joe?
He's run out of the room. You know, I'm sure he's got a family and everything he wants to see on Sunday too. But
you wanted him or didn't want him?
No, do want him. I wonder if Joe could be the one. So I'm just kind of saying he's got a lot of support from the watermen.
You'll be hearing from my wife.
Yeah. And then the other thing I'd like to have done today, I would like for the commission to support the goals and initial direction of this industry-led panel with the understanding that periodically we'll be coming back to report the progress of the commission. We've assembled a group of representatives from the crabbing communities. Their names are listed here below. Bill Mullis is the chair. Ty Farrington, Ken Diggs, Smitty Dyes is the harbor master at Cape Charles, and he's the one that coordinates buyers and grabbers together and pretty much handles all of that there. One thing about this committee that I'm kind of disappointed to report at this time is the fact that we don't have anybody from Tangier on this list. I don't think the Tangiermen have completely gotten to the point that they're going to trust that something's going to be done this way. But Smitty is also a Tangiermen. That's where he came from. And they have said that anything Smitty would go, that they would use him as their representative right now on this committee. Donnie Miles, Kelly Price, I emphasize the last name Price, Joey Williams, Mark Sanford, Mark is on the, actually lives on the Eastern Shore, but he crabs over here. I talked with Joe Palmer about the recommendation for Mark, and Joe seemed to think he would probably serve pretty well. Spencer Headley, Jimmy Dean Close, Greg Purcell, and Kevin Wade. Kevin Wade's not a crabber. He's going to represent industry. He's not one of the bigger processors in the state, but Kevin is really in the 21st century. I mean, I think he's going to bring a lot to the table. And each of the panelists are going to have an alternate. Many of the panelists have already submitted their alternate. And it gives us a pretty diverse crowd here. We're going to have people on this panel from 100 pot license up to the 500 pot license. And they'll be part-time, although I'm not sure we know what a part-time waterman is, because with the closing of the crab fishery, the winter dredge fishery, all crabbers now have become part-time as far as it being a year-round fishery. But I think we've got people that, you know, just crab and are not watermen all through the year as well. We're currently working on a facilitator. We haven't found one yet, but as you know in the meetings and the committee meetings, Rick, a lot of times it's hard to control the watermen. We don't stay on the agenda very well. So even though we've got a chair, we're looking for a facilitator that can say that's enough. We're moving on in the agenda. We want to be completely transparent in everything we're doing here. And we want the entire crabbing industry, the watermen, the crabbers, to be aware of what we're doing. We're developing a website now that will be for them, that all the meetings, presentations, minutes, everything are going to go up on that website. We're sending a letter out to the every crabber, everybody that's eligible to crab, about the website, how you go on, how you log in. And we're also, in that letter, we're going to tell them about the three town hall meetings that we plan to have to give them awareness of this panel, where it's going, what the purpose of it is. And those meetings, we hope, will be in the Northern Neck, Hampton, and the Eastern Shore. So, I mean, you know, we're trying to open this up so everybody can do it, and with the help of the Internet and the computer today, that everybody can be aware of what the panel's doing. Also, anybody on the, any crab or anybody is welcome to sit in on the meetings, much like what you all do here, that, or in our committees, that the committee discusses, and at times we open it up to the audience, that same type of format will take place in our meetings. At our last meeting, which was last Sunday, we'd been working on our mission statement, but we finally came up with our mission statement, and that's to develop a long-term plan for biologically and economically sustainable year-round blue crab fishery. We've identified five panel goals. We're still working on more, and right now they're in kind of a draft stage, but just to give you an idea, have industry and VMRC staff reach consensus on recommendations. Develop a sustainable, profitable industry that can attract new members. This is a big item to me, and I really personally believe this is should be a big item to the commission, to the seafood industry in Virginia. Average age of Virginia's watermen today has got to be 60 years old. I mean, when I first started serving on committees, I think it was 57, so I'm sure it's, you know, gone up since then. And if we don't get a profitable industry out here, we're not going to attract the new people. And if we don't have harvesters to harvest, Virginia's not going to have seafood to sell. So that's an important step for us. of resulting in a transparent regulatory process that relies on industry to co-manage the resources with BMRC. Increase the number of positive media news stories about watermen and their stewardship of marine resources. I think that's really important that goes out, that press releases are given about how watermen are trying to manage themselves so that we do have a biologically sustainable resource. I think Virginia's watermen are probably really true stewards of the bay, although we don't get recognized as such. I mean, it's like the merchant that has empty shelves. You know, he's not going to do much. We don't want an empty bay. We want a clean bay. And part of the what Jack said about the goals were part of obeying what's in code today. And code also calls for us to have a clean bay. And, you know, part of management plans of what we come up with, we might be able to come up to ways that will shoot towards that as well. Our regulations should protect the ability of watermen to make a living from this industry. We'll devote much of our time at the next meeting to identifying and prioritizing the most important issues and challenges our panels will address over the next several months. And we also recognize the likelihood that we're going to need the MRC to provide their legal and regulation and any science or whatnot that they can bring to the table. And at times we're probably going to bring other, I think Maryland has started a process like this. Well, I know Maryland has started a process like this. We might bring them in to help us with what they found out, things that are working for them. And also, this concept of input-output fisheries, they're not new all of a sudden to Virginia and BMRC. They're going on in the rest of the country. And we might be bringing people in from other regions of the country to help us develop this plan. But we're excited about this. And I said it was the 27th is the next meeting. It's the 26th. I really hope that we have a BMRC staff member present at that meeting. Let's look back at it.
Let the record reflect that gentleman is leering at Joe Grist.
but we hope that a staff member can be there. Any of y'all are invited to come. I'm real excited about this and where it's going. And I tell you, I'm excited about you. We've got a diverse group of watermen on this group, and there are issues that we're going to have to address. And those issues are going to affect some of those people, some more so than others. We know that we're going to disagree on things and we're not going to go about it. But we also feel as though when we come out of our meetings that we're going to be united in what we do. I mean, they're tough issues, and I think some of us feel as though we know we're going to have to fish less to make more, and we're going to have to start fishing for dollars and have to be smart in how we do fish. So, like I say, I ask for your support in this, and I'll be glad to answer any questions that I can.
Thanks a lot, Ken, for being here, and I think first order of business will be for me to get a verbatim transcript of what you've said so I can have it laminated for my wallet. We might need to refer back to it. The reason I asked Ken here today was for his presentation that you've seen, but just to offer the opportunity for the commission to weigh in on this. And if you have concerns, we want to hear them. Or if you have other issues that you think, you know, this group needs to evaluate, we would love to know that as well. But Rick, you have some comments?
Jack, I do. Thank you. And I appreciate Ken's presentation today here as well. When we asked the commission to initiate this process, we were, in a sense, taking a look, fairly close look at what had been done in Maryland. And we wanted to do some pretty in-depth analysis of what had happened up there and see if we could learn from their experience and try to perhaps avoid any of the pitfalls they had experienced, but get on a fast track with this. And through the appointment process, this was delayed a little bit, but it looks like the group that Ken's helped.
We carried it on.
Yeah, exactly. The group Ken's put together has already made some important progress. I think one thing that's going to be very important to the success of it is to have a good, well-developed link between the group and the agency. And you propose to do that through a staff member, and I think that would be very helpful. I think the terms of reference that Jack has already sent to you are very important, because that lays out from the commission side and the agency side what the commission needs, or at least those issues that we all know are very important to the future of the industry and to the future management and management plan of the industry. So we've got these lingering issues. But I think looking at what's happened in the Maryland discussions and being familiar with sort of the state of nature here in Virginia, the data collection side of the management process is something that needs to be looked at very closely through this group, because if there's a lack of confidence in any of the data collection systems, whether it's catch reporting or the scientific assessment side of things, then there's going to be a lack of confidence in the whole management process. So building up confidence and improving that side of the system, I think, is really critical. And that's one of the terms of reference that Jack has put in this report to your group. And I would just suggest, as you move forward in the process of identifying goals and objectives and priorities, that you would reflect on these terms of reference, because some of these things are long-term issues that that might be able to wait a little longer than others. But I think the data collection side of things is really critical. This other issue of capacity, you referenced the fact that the average age now of watermen is getting up towards 60, and that's I think accurate. So in the really long run, we ought to be concerned about how do we maintain a viable industry, and how do you allow for new entry down the road? In the short run, we've still got excess capacity in the fishery, so you've got to go through this period of time where you come up with a strategy to resolve that. And I would think that the
aggressive thinking going on in these.
I understand, and I would think that the group could develop sort of an interim plan to deal with that, and then a longer term plan for given the fact you have excess capacity now. But these people are aging, the industry is aging. Down the road, how do you allow for new entrants? Because that's going to require a long-term solution, but also an interim fix for this capacity situation. But, again, I think if you can get the industry into the discussion about data collection and build confidence in that through solutions that are developed by the group, then you'll be able to make a lot – we'll all be able to make a lot of progress in improving management. But I think it starts with that, from in terms of looking at how the industry relates to the science and how industry relates to the management process. I think that's really critical. But the composition of this group, Jack references that as one of the initial principles. And I think the composition and the having adequate diversity in that composition is really going to be important, because if people in the industry don't see themselves represented in the group, then there's going to be a lack of buy-in. But if they do see themselves represented and feel like they were selected in a way that was fair, then I think that'll contribute to the success of it. And I think that's really critical. So at some point, I think it'd be helpful. I mean, you've got a list of folks here. If we could see down, in a subsequent report what the composition looks like in terms of what permits they hold. I mean, are these part-timers? Are they 500 pot license holders? Are they dredged license holders? I mean, just to give us a sense of what the composition of the panel looks like by gear type and so forth.
We can supply that to you, but we've got peeler potters on there, hard potters,
yep.
Big pot license, small pot license, people that depend on or had depend on it full time, which would have been crab dredging people that didn't. I think we've covered that, and I appreciate what you're talking about the science and whatnot. I think that, you know, putting this group together was not easy. Because the people that are on this group, I mean, we asked a lot of people to participate in this. And, oh, yeah, I'll be there. And they're not there. And, you know, you might try to get such and such a person because that fits wrong. But if that person's not going to be there, not going to participate, they're not going to help. The people that are on this committee right now and the alternates that are being chosen or we're trying to pick, like I say, again, they're diverse in where they come from. But that commitment has got to be there. And it really upsets me that for the amount of work I do, and I did, well, I mean, I don't work in the, I should be considered a full-time waterman, even though I work very few days in the water because of what I do. And when I see the work I do for people who are working out there and they don't come to meetings, it upsets me. So I like the fact that I have, or we have, a core group that's committed to their future and where it's going to go. But I'll be glad to answer any questions.
Any other questions or comments, Mr. Tiger?
So you did reach out to the fellows in Tangier. I mean, it does kind of alarm me that we're not seeing that. Schmidt is actually from Smith Island.
Yeah, but I have reached out to them, and Schmidt is related to a good part of them on Tangier. but they are very comfortable with Schmidt representing them at this time. And I think when we originally talked, Jack, you didn't want this committee to get over 15 people.
Yeah, we wanted, you know, gets beyond that, it gets a little difficult.
We're kind of at 12 right now because we hope that as this progresses, that Tangier might come on or other people. So we've tried to contain it under that 15 member, hopefully, people that might have some reservations or groups.
Well, you know, at any time you see a need to add someone, do it.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
If you see a hole somewhere.
Yeah.
Don't wait for me to say, oh, yeah, you're allowed to have 16 people. No, I'm...
Right. But we're excited about this. Like I say, I hope we get you approved. Before I sit down, can I address you about one other thing?
Let me just see if there are any other comments or questions.
Just one follow-up. Ken, will your group be responding to these terms of reference in the next update? Or are you going to... Are you going to review them in your next meeting, or have you already reviewed them as a group?
We've reviewed them.
Okay.
I mean, we're on board with this.
Okay.
I mean, we look at this as a set of rules, and this is how we're going to come up with the fund through these points of reference.
Fair enough. Thanks.
You will periodically return here with reports.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I kind of told you that I wasn't going to be on this committee. I didn't want to take a vote. You said you wanted me to be involved. I will be Bill Mullis's alternate.
Okay.
If he can't make it, and I will stay involved in this. And
one thing I would like to do, when you return with a report at any time, if you could give us some advance notice, I'd like to put it on the commission's agenda.
Can I be right after public comment?
You can be right after public comment. That's fine. But I want it on the agenda so the public, when they get that tentative agenda, can be aware that those discussions are ongoing. If they want to show up and hear you or comment, they'll have an opportunity. All right, your silence I take as an indication that you're happy with what you're seeing here. And,
yeah, anytime the industry wants to help, you know, control the wheels, that's a good thing.
Sounds good. So you can report back that we're happy too.
I sure will. I'm happy to hear that. Thank you, guys.
Thank you. All right, now you have some other item for us?
Oh, yes, sir. You and I have talked about this before, the money that our license fees go to the Marine Products Board.
Yes.
At our last shellfish management meeting, discussion got away from shellfish for a minute, and it got into politics and how we need money to go back and start replenishing our oyster room. Jim will probably show it again in his presentation today, but I think we were talking about Maybe 600 watermen were affected by these new regulations that are coming into effect. And we have gone back, and we as an industry agreed to go from 10 bushels to 8 bushels to try to have it prolonged. But I made this comment in the committee meeting. If we don't do something about this replenishment program, we're going to lose those people and more. I mean, that's 600 jobs. And if a factory shuts down in this state, 600 people were affected, the governor would be on his plane or in that state trooper's car running out to that town, sympathizing with people of the town and the people that lost their jobs. It's important that we keep this oyster industry going. And we've got panels and boards for everything. One of them is the Marine Products Board, but we've got panels for the Irish potato. You know, I mean, it's everything up there. And when I go to Richmond, I see the other people that are represented by agriculture are always up there. And the seafood industry doesn't have that week in Richmond like the, say, peanut farmers do or the tobacco people that have it. And I've talked to you about this before, Jack, but the watermen feel a lot of times that the money that we put into the Marine Products Board, our interests don't get taken as much as, say, the processors do. You know, the processors can import oysters from Louisiana, Texas, and Maryland. So can the crab processors. They can process, they can import their crabs from, you know, from out of state. They can import picked crab meat. We can't import oysters to come for us to work on. We can't import crabs. So we need something. And they've got the next Marine Products Board meeting on the 7th of August down in Gloucester Point. At that time, I'm going to go to that meeting, and I'm going to ask that the Products Board does something to start lobbying in Richmond on behalf of the seafood industry. I think that's needed. And I would appreciate any support or any figures that can be gotten from that to justify it. I pulled up their working budget. The last one I could find was on their 2010 year. They had $300,000 to spend. $276,000 of that came from the fees of the watermen. $65,000 of it came from the crab disaster money. So probably 85% to 90% of their budgets came from the watermen in some type of a way. And I really think it's time that we step up and we ask the Marine Products Board to maybe be hosting something in Richmond, you know, that we go up and we can go as a Watermen's Association and help out the Marine Products Board, can go up there, and we could say do an oyster stew and go around and shake hands one day to everybody. But I would appreciate any help that the commission might be in doing that. I think it's important that we start lobbying and seeing if we can't get these shores replenished, and we need the money from somewhere. Thank you.
Thank you, Ken. Appreciate it very much. Any further public comment? All right, seeing none, we're going to move right in.